Todd Stroger, the former Cook County Board President, is on the phone. Todd, jump in here. Do you want to add something to our Christmas list that you'd recommend?
Well, I think Steve hit a really good one. That Harry Connick album was really good. And, you know, I'm an older guy, so I love the Temptations' Silent Night.
Nice.
See that? Stroger's with me.
Yeah. Todd, you were on our studio a week ago, and we're going to run for county board president. What are you doing now?
Well, you know, we went out, and I had some great volunteers, and they worked really hard. And we collected enough signatures to that was required. They required a little over 8,000. But in this rough and tumble city, you need to get at least twice as many. And we just didn't have enough time. I'd say another 2 weeks, we could have gotten at least 16,000.
Is that what you need? Wait, you need 16,000 signatures to run?
No, you need 8,000. But you need like 16,000 because they're going to knock off a lot of them.
Oh,
you know?
I see.
Most of the people you talk to, they may think they're registered, but they're not. So.
Oh, I see. So you said, okay, I can't get in on that. So, well, sorry for you. Sorry for the people that might have voted for you. So what's your plan now?
Well, if you remember, I was running for Water Reclamation Commissioner initially. So I was out collecting those signatures 5 weeks ago. So we filed for that yesterday.
How many signatures do you need for that?
Surprisingly, you need a little more than 8,000.
Wait. Well, but so then don't you need 16,000 water reclamation signatures?
No, we probably filed more like 13,000, but the scrutiny is not quite the same.
For water. Well, see, here's the deal, Todd. Nobody grew up someday wanting to be a water reclamation district representative. What is that?
Well, it's actually very important. It's really part of the public health system. It started, I forgot exactly, but somewhere around 1880 or something, it was called the Sanitary District. If you ever saw the documentary on Chicago, you would have seen that at some point the river was burning. And that's because the meat packers would throw the carcasses and all the waste in the river, and one day it caught on fire. So they started the Sanitary District to protect the water. And now it's a little different. All the sewer water goes down there, everything that goes down your toilet or your sink, and their job is to clean it and toss it back in the river.
Hmm. So I've never thought about this. So say you and I are running for Water Reclamation District Representative. Is that what you are? Commissioner? What would it be?
Commissioner.
And what would a platform be besides I really want clean water? Like, because I'm going to say that too. So what would be a distinguishing characteristic of a water reclamation district commissioner?
Well, actually, there's so much that's going on with water nowadays. I used to work there. Maybe, I guess that's been about 30 years ago. Oof, that's a long time. And now they've improved what they did with water. So it's like 99% clean. But they also work with things like flooding. So they have, I forgot what they call that, but they work with the public schools and the parks, and they will build playgrounds. And what they'll do is they'll make a reservoir underneath the playground to help alleviate flooding.
I see.
Yes, and when I was with them, they were always trying to make soil, but they never could get the minerals and such out. So they'd grow a tomato, but it'd be full of iron or something like that. Well, technology is the greatest thing in the world, and nowadays they actually sell biosoil, which you could take and, you know, make a garden.
Right, yeah, sure, put in your backyard. So,
yeah.
All right, so you're running for this office. Is it one specific slot, and who's your opponent?
Well, the strangest thing has happened in the last, I guess, maybe 6 years. Usually, everyone runs countywide, and it's a whole group of people, and the voters get to pick three
right.
out of whatever the group is.
Right.
In this instance, one of the commissioners resigned, so this is like a special election for that position.
I see. This
is only a 2-year spot, and it appears that there's only one other candidate, so it's really going to just be me and the young lady.
I see. And what does this position pay?
Somewhere around 77, I believe.
Steve Bertrand's in the WGN Radio newsroom.
Mr. Strozier, then, I just wonder, are you going to work for or are you going to work against Tony Preckwinkle in the Cook County Board President's race?
I certainly won't be working for, and I don't know who will be running. I guess Bob Fioretti is the only person who actually filed. I'll have to talk to Bob and see what his plans are, and if he asks me, then I might work with him.
Okay. Steve, I'm more interested in the water reclamation stuff.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to distract
you.
County board
stuff.
It is very important, though.
Steve doesn't care about the
water. I do care.
He doesn't even care about the biosoil or any of that stuff. All right. Well, so when is this election coming up? Has that been in the papers or anything? When are we going to vote for this, Todd?
We all need to get ready for March 20th, so it's a long time away, actually.
All right. Well,
and there's going to be a lull because, you know, the holidays come, then it's freezing for a while.
Climate,
and then people
freezes.
Really start doing things, except for J.B. Pritzker. I'm sure he'll be running commercials all the way to the
end. He'll just go downstairs, make some more, come on up, and just spend it on radio commercials.
I believe so.
In the meantime, have a good holiday. If I don't talk
thank
to you, you between now and Christmas, and we'll visit again down the road.
All right. Thank you.